Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
A
lot of time spent alone. Yeah. A lot of time wanting to be alone. Got a lot of time on your hands.
We've seen the options you have out there. It's best you're alone.
Let's see. Samantha, Amy. So there's one more girl he's chatting with, and then Matt and Chris and Brandon. All right, Matt, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, I'm Matt. I'm 28. I just got a regular C ring, and my wife just got a few regular dildos.
Just you sound so unenthused about the whole idea of dildos and C-rings and sex and all. 28. How long have you been married?
Coming up on 5 years in January.
Listen, I don't know you. You don't know me, but you sound a little down about it.
I mean, it's going great. The wife's pregnant again, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Like, did you say you had a kid on the way?
Yes.
Oh, it's a blessing.
How many you got right now?
I have one with my wife, and
she
had an older one when we got married. So
all right. Well, that's
one on the way.
Something positive. That's one you won't have to pay child support for, man. You know.
Well, there's that.
All right, Matt, listen. Let's see if we can cheer you up today. You stay right there, Matt. You're going to play. I got to get Brandon on. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brandon. 43, but just celebrated our 20th anniversary. I've got a C-ring, wife's got a few vibrators, dildos, and just bought her the womanizer.
What, and you've been married for 20 years. What's the secret? What's the how do you stay happy?
You know, we try to have fun. We go out and always surprise each other with little stuff. Buy a little gift, surprise something special.
Yeah, come up with a new idea, just something.
You know, everybody butts heads over time.
There you go.
You know, make it work.
All right, see, Matt, there's always help. There's hope, Matt.
It gets better.
All right, Matt, Brandon, hold on a second. I got to get Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, what's your story?
Hey, I'm 45. I've been with my current wife 11 years. Married just here recently. Got a couple C-rings and some sleeves.
You sound about as excited as Matt did earlier, Chris.
I work outside. Cold.
Oh, boy. What time did you go to work today?
I left the house at 5 this morning.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, listen, it's not terribly cold today. It's going to warm up. It's not too bad tomorrow, and the next day should be all right. But let's see if we can't find you something good, man. Chris, Brandon,
awesome.
Matt, the closest to the actual suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the fellas.
Our item up for bid today is the Thrusting Stroker from Zero Tolerance.
Do the pelvic thrust.
and you can bang out your brains. Make this thing your whore again.
And T-Bone's currently very happy.
Because I just combined two of his favorite things.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show and jerking it.
Oh, and making someone his whore.
Three things for T.
Yay!
Zero Tolerance Toys is proud to unveil this powerful thrusting stroker. The lifelike vaginal entry gives way to erotic, soft, and stretchy pleasure nubs that massage and tickle you as you slip inside. Then choose from five different thrusting speeds and five different intensities that stroke you up and down with the power of European motor technology. It's just like it has a mind of its own.
A mind of its own. And T just lost interest.
He doesn't like them to think,
because that's when they run away.
You can't go. All the plants are going to die.
This is a big ticket item. So place your bids wisely. It's the Thrusting Stroker from Zero Tolerance, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Yeah, this is a big thing, Beal. I mean, this is nice. Zero Tolerance. And it's even got a movie download masturbator lube kit in it, so you can download movies to watch. You know, if only there were places where you get free porn.
What about the plastic nubbins?
I'm gonna. Are there batteries in it? Or is it charged?
No, it's charged.
Hold on here. See this? Holy cow. It's the size of a carafe.
It really
like a
is.
Coffee, like one of those little coffee carafes.
Yep. No one would ever guess that it's what it is.
Yeah.
And that, here you go. There's your little doodads inside. By the way, if I ever put my finger in a girl and I felt these, I'd be like, oh no.
You screwed too much of it off.
You need to get on down the road.
Oh, he said you screwed too much of it off.
If you've got extra
speed bumps,
extra meat nipples on the inside, like, yeah, because put your finger in there. That is not how it feels.
Not mine.
No. If you have skin tags by the hundreds
around
on the inside,
your bits.
Yes, then. If your vagina starts to look like a Venus flytrap.
I will say, though, it's going to be hard to get busted with that thing because it doesn't look like what it is.
Yeah, until somebody unscrews it and you see that.
Oh.
And that's a very realistic looking vagina and a nice looking one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, boy. I know. It's weird to see an adult one, isn't it?
Shut up.
Yeah. And then you turn it on. Hold on, guys. Got to hold it. Hold on a second. That's very.
Oh.
You can change the intensity of it.
But too. I mean, it's really like. That's very thumpy.
Mm hmm.
It's like an
that'd
old
bounce
time,
off a counter.
It's like an old timey piston. Like. That's it just resting on the ground. That's like a very slow old piston engine.
She's just starting up.
Let's see if we can get this train going down the track. Which one is that?
That's the thruster, and the one above that's the vibrator.
All right, okay. Sounds like
all of a sudden,
horse.
Hot for teacher. Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing I heard. Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
That's so good. Pretty goddamn close, man. Let me see. Did I take it up a notch? All right, I think I maxed it out. Right.
Oh,
this is it's fairly
that
serious.
That is something.
Business. Oh boy. That sounds like the feds.
Warrant.
That sounds like someone's getting a warrant served on that. Jesus Christ, man, your neighbors will complain.
That sounds like Belshi's head.
Yeah, right?
Did you have it vibrate too?
Did you have it vibrate too? Hold on. Let me see if I can get it to. I swear to God, this thing sounds like it's going to beat itself to death. Listen, I can't be held responsible
for
whatever happens with this, whatever
but it's
carpal
incredible.
Tunnel. But die.
Can you give your D a concussion?
It is. It is a big ticket item, fellas. I hope you're listening, and we'll start with you, Sad Matt.
All right. I guess $129.99.
$129.99.
Brandon?
Let's do 139.69.
139.69. Let's see what you did there. And finally, Chris, what is your bid?
I'm going to say 105.99.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
173.99.
Oh, sad Matt and Chris are not going to be sticking it in. But good old happy Brandon gets even happier.
That's right. I don't have to hide it from the wife. We'll have to try it out later.
I'm telling you, this thing sounds like a goddamn single piston steam engine going down the road.
Kind of intimidating.
Hey, listen, it should be. I'd be very careful with it. I cannot be held responsible for any injuries you suffer.
You may go slow with it.
I'll find the waiver.
All right, then. You stay right there. Sad Matt. Sorry about that.
Oh, it happens.
It's like goddamn droopy dog over here.
Really?
You make me mad. I don't want to be married no more.
Hey, all right. I'll win the next time.
Listen. Let me see what have I got here for you. Hey, listen, you like Metallica?
I do like Metallica.
You know what? That S&M 2 Blu-ray audio CD, I got some of those, I think, in the closet. I'm going to see if Jake, if we still have them, and they're pretty fantastic. I think we have some. I'll give you one, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Stay there, Sad Matt. Hold on a second.
Sad Matt.
Sad Matt really made me sad, Brandon. All right, Chris, I'll see if I have a Metallica one for you as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, brother. Stay right there. Good job. Well played, Brandon. He got his new item. That thing is solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of scared me, I'll be honest. I don't know that I'd put my penis in that for a few different reasons.
As I have said to you, sometimes you got to go slow, over the panty type of thing. You should go slow with that.
You ever wonder how many of these items T has locked up at his own house? Because he's the guy that negotiates with Moonlight Adult Boutique. He's the guy that drives there and picks it up. He's the guy that picks this stuff out. How much of this stuff never makes it back to the studio? And you just know he's got a whole room full of it.
And it smells
like a
warehouse.
Oh, it smells like silicone and dildos. And well, it does anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I know you do. Listen,
is that what's in the display
case?
Listen,
man. Hey, listen, at least for once you're stealing from the radio station and not me. So that's an improvement in my eyes.
Sometimes they say, you want to test us out. Tell us what you think. You know? But then they send a couple.
They've never said, come back and tell us what you think. Nobody in your life has ever told you that. All right, let's jump to the ladies. I got to get to Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Yes. My name is Nikki. I'm 29. I have pumps, dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, games, restraint. I have a lot.
Are you 28 or 29? I'm sorry.
29.
29. And when did you start collecting?
My ex actually destroyed my first collection. And so I'm rebuilding, but...
Hold on. Your ex got so mad that he tore up your dildos?
Yeah, he literally cut them up, ripped them apart, the wires and all.
Why would he take it out of your vibrator?
That's what I said. I asked him. I don't know. I was very angry.
I had an ex.
Very, very angry.
I had an ex show up 3 months later, and we were on good terms. And she said she was coming by, and I thought, well, that's, huh. And so I was kind of wondering how was the talk, you know, what it was going to be about. And so I just, because all I got was a text. And I go, oh, hey. And she walks straight in, goes to the drawer, grabs it all. She goes, these are mine. And I go, yeah. I wasn't planning on trying to pretend they were new for someone else. Like,
no.
You know, I was like, I guess I just hadn't thrown them away. Mementos of a happier time. But yeah, she took them all away. But I in no way begrudged her. I was very happy for her.
I loved how this one, Nikki's like, we will rebuild. I'm rebuilding right now. Like,
you know,
she just got through a tropical depression.
America.
Stay
it was
strong.
Very depressing.
And so are you, now you have new things. Now, are you buying these for yourself, or are you and a guy buying them?
Well, now I'm buying them for myself.
Really?
I'm not buying anything for the guy no more.
Well, I thought maybe a guy was buying them for you.
No, I do.
How often do you purchase a new sex toy?
pretty often, at least once a month or so.
Is that right?
I've got, yeah.
How many total do you think you have?
I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't.
Yes.
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, more than 15?
A bag full. I mean, you know, a bag full, yeah.
She sounds completely crazy. I bet you're fun as can be, Nikki.
I've been told I'm crazy. Maybe that's why.
That is a 3-date maximum. All right. You're the best. All right. I tell you one time, you remember that girl? I almost never fooled around with anybody at work in all these years, right?
Right.
One of the sales girls I did. I went to her house and I was wildly intimidated. She had a Rubbermaid tote completely full.
Oh my God.
When I tell you, I came to work the next night. I had to tell someone. I go, you're never going to guess what happened. We're in one of those drunken radio bar outings where all the people get together. Mm-hmm. And she pulls this thing out. She goes, you have a condom? And I go, I don't. I go, so we're going to have to just cool everything here. And she's like, nope. Pulls it out. She's like, and literally, she's like, take your pick. And I'm like, I don't, there's too many to choose from.
My God.
Yeah.
She had her own pop-up store.
Yeah.
She pulled out that Tupperware crate like it was Christmas decorations.
Swear to God, it was exactly like that.
Like how you put them in storage, you're like, whoop.
Yeah. So, Nikki, you're going to play. You stay right there. I'm going to get Samantha on. Samantha.
Hi, how are you? My name is Samantha. I'm 42. I've been married 21 years, and I have a couple vibrators. That's about it.
And that's all you're into? Like, you've never wanted to try something else? You've never, your husband doesn't buy you anything?
He does. It just, I don't know, it sits back, and I don't really use it.
Well, then why are you calling for something today?
Well, there's always something new.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know what this conversation was leading to, but you're going to play Samantha and Crazy Nikki. All right, Crazy Nikki, you stay. Yeah. All right. Let's see what line three brings us with Amy. Amy, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I thought I got cut off for a second there. So I'm 36, married, have what my husband likes to call a bag of D's, and I thought that I was ahead of the game until I heard Crazy Nikki, so now I'm not really sure.
Well, listen, you may be ready to turn pro, you just might not be there yet. How many and what kind do you have?
I have a wide variety. I've got the vibrators, dildos, plugs, some of the little fancy sucker things.
Fancy sucker
things? I'd say I probably have about...
You mean, you're talking about the one that looks like an oxygen mask that goes in your vagina?
Yeah.
And how is it, by the way?
Amazing.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. Amy. And how long have you been married?
This is my second marriage, and we're going 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. What'd you tell him recently? Is he still happy?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You'll tell him to be happy until it's time for him to not be happy, and you'll let him know when that time is?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amy.
We'll leave it at that.
Samantha, Crazy Nikki, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a 3-way overbid, ladies, the closest one takes it home.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the X5 Vibrating Dong from Blush. And to bring some culture into your life, I shall read today from A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
I know of a bank where the wild thyme blows, where the ox lips and the nodding violet grows. But at this dong you shall not scoff, for it is quite on, not a hard off. I had a most rare vision, I had a dream, that we would give you ladies something that would bring the cream. The true course of love, it never did run smooth,
cause this thing's kind of veiny.
That much we can prove. 8 inches in length, 6 inches of girth. You'll ride this noble steed for all that it's worth. With its ball so full and its base suction cup, it's also harness compatible. Stick it up your man's butt. 10 functions of vibration, and this much we can see. This thing has such power,
and I might shake the loose and ovary.
But fear not, dear maidens, with this you won't grab, because it's slightly smaller than a baby's arm holding an apple. So place your bids now, don't wait too long, for one of you shall unsheath this stately dong. The X5 vibrating dildo may leave you not walking quite so right, but only if, m'lady, if the price is right.
The X5 hard-on with vibrations.
That scares me.
Yeah, well, let's see what we got here. It's one of the good silicone ones that girls like because it feels nicer. It's got a suction cup here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the greatest suction cup, but...
You had the cord underneath.
Okay, underneath. Shut your cake hole.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I hate unsuctioning it because there's only one way to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just...
And then you got D-dust on your hand.
Yeah.
So it's wired, and then it's got a little controller that you could use there. And so, there's the vibration.
It looks like the nuke button.
It does. And that's some pretty Jesus. Solid. Yeah. And what's the other one do?
It's on off.
Oh, that's on off. Top's on off. All right. Yeah. So not bad. Here you go, D.
That's pretty quality there.
Boy.
My goodness.
I got to tell you, every time I watch her grab one of those, I'm not saying, but I feel like you've seen one of those before.
I'm just holding it as someone with small hands does. Gently.
Yes. Dude, nothing better than a chick with small hands. All right. So how would you rate that?
That's a definite 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Good girth.
Perfect girth.
Yep.
Perfect size.
Mm-hmm. Don't you
quality vibration.
It wasn't so much larger than yourself.
Yeah, can we just go back and play the game?
Did a good job, T.
All right. All right, Crazy Nikki. That's it's veiny. It vibrates. It's made from high-quality silicone, and it has a suction cup.
I'm going to go 159.
That's your final. Okay. Samantha.
You said high quality.
Yeah, I did. I didn't say big ticket. Oh, boy. Okay. Someone's going to cut my tires. Samantha, what? What would
I'm
you
gonna bet? I'm going to go with
$19.99. And finally, Amy, who has quite a bit of experience with her bag of D's.
I'm thinking $39.95.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price,
$65.99. Oh, there you go. Wow.
Nikki, I was like.
I was going to say $89.99. So you said high quality.
Well, for you don't think for $60 you want to get something of decent quality?
Well, I mean, a lot of them are decent quality that are $69.99 or along those lines. But the ones that have like the 5-year warranty and stuff.
Hold
like that.
When did you get a 5-year warranty with a dildo?
Her dildo came with a rebate.
I've given away a lot of dildos over the years. I don't remember ever seeing a warranty card in any of them.
Yes. Evolve has 5-year, 2-year warranties. I have a few of those.
I stand corrected, my dear friend. Unfortunately, you will not be inserting this into yourself.
That's
Michael.
Okay. That's okay. It sounded scary.
But I love you. I love you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was very fun.
All right. Very good. Listen. Oh, by the way, ladies, I have those F. Johnny Dare shirts for you for sure. I forgot about those and the guys. If you'd like some of those and the stickers, I'll get you guys hooked up with those F. Johnny Dare shirts. All right.
Absolutely.
Nikki, Amy, hold on. Samantha, Amy, congratulations.
Woo.
How about this? So now that you add this, do you have a suction cup, ultra realistic vibrating?
I do not. I'm pretty excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
How often do you?
I don't know if he'll be excited, but.
See, does he get threatened by them all?
Nah.
Not me either.
Like to use them on me.
Sure, of course, man. Listen, I love an opening band.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Listen, when you know you're the headliner, never be threatened by the opening band.
Exactly.
How often would you say you get down without him?
You know, honestly, I don't very often anymore.
Wow.
The bag came with me from the last marriage. This time I don't need them nearly as much.
You don't buy new ones in a new relationship. I always felt like you kind of got
like a fresh start.
I feel like you kind of, I mean, certainly you can't be a guy and have ones left over from the previous. You can't be like, oh, no, I washed it, babe. Don't worry about it. What's the problem?
Like, the womanizer would be the one exception. But, yeah, otherwise I'd probably feel like I need to get a fresh start.
But, man, they're so costly sometimes.
Well,
now that I got a free one, I'm on my way.
Hey, I hope you're cool with this, but this is my ex's C-ring. I'd be like, no. No.
No, it's just like new.
We don't recycle those.
All right.
Just the ones that are for me.
All right. I feel like you brought a girl home for him.
Maybe a time or two.
I can tell the degenerates.
I'm going to say no.
I'm like a pervert whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got to thank our friends at Moonlight first.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
going?
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small child, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique, proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right.
With four locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.